So then how many children did you have in your marriage?
Four.
And why are you laughing?
Well, I have to laugh. I did have four children. Let's see. I had one in Northern Michigan in Marquette. I had two at Barksdale in Shreveport, Louisiana. And then I had one at in Dayton, Ohio. We were stationed at Wright-Patterson. But those were just growing years where, you know, you've memorized every Dr. Seuss book in the house. You, much like COVID, you're home every day when you have four kids. And I had learned to carry one on a backpack and push a stroller, pull a wagon, and do all those things. And I was active. We had I could swim up to a mile a day. So I tried to stay healthy and just be the best parent I could be, because it was like being a single parent, because if you were in the military at that point, you were usually alone with your family. And that's what I did until we got to Tulsa.
Well, then, and then you moved many times. What, six, seven times in 12 years?
Six times, right. We did. We moved a lot. We did Northern Michigan, Upper Peninsula, 240 inches of snow that year. And then 2.5 years at Barksdale. We went to Dayton for a master's degree. My husband has a master's. Then we went to Boston. We were stationed outside of Boston at Hanscom Field. And back to, I actually owned a home in Ohio when my husband was deployed to Thailand. And so, and then we moved to Tulsa when we separated from the military. Right. Yeah, so I did move a lot, yeah.
So then you, in essence, never did fully unpack, did you?
No, and I still don't keep a lot of things. I'm not one of these people that, I'm not a pack rack at all. I don't keep a lot of things. I tend to hope my memories last, because that's sort of where I have captured most of my stuff. Being military, you move so much, you just don't have time to collect things. And I've continued that in my life. I collect memories and, you know, times and occasions more than anything.
Yeah. We should name your children. So,
okay. The oldest one is Teresa Smith, and she lives here in Tulsa, has her own business, and she has two children who are in college right now. I have one at OU finishing nursing school, and I have one in engineering at OSU of her children. And then I have my second daughter is Christine Marsh. She's been with Family and Children for over 22 years, I think. And she has two boys, and their father died a few years ago, and Jack and Ben. So I've been to a lot of Booker T ball games and Carver ball games in the last 2 years. And he lives here. And I have a son, David Spears, who lives in California, Newport Beach, where I try to get to two or three times a year. And he's really been my inspiration, John, in trying new things, the ultras and all. All my kids have run ultras. All of them have run marathons. But he has gone into the ultra Ironman. Mm-hmm. And so that's David. He has no children. And he's kind of the uncle of the family who takes us on adventures. We did a raft trip through the Grand Canyon last year. Mm-hmm. And then as a family. And then my youngest son lives in Oklahoma City. He's a gastroenterologist, Ken Sears. And he has two kids. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, well, I'm really blessed.
Yes, 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 you are.